The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
One week until Election Day. What are you thinking? What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And we have lots of time in today's program to start this hour, to start next hour, to find out what's on your mind. I have my ballot in my hand. You know, early voting is beginning everywhere, right? So let's start doing some early voting here. All right, let's get cranking. And we're a week away. Do you like the idea of early voting, by the way? There's early voting that I believe started in Fargo and has spread to some cities across the state. So if you're a fan or not a fan, I'd be curious. But whether you're actually voting and going to a polling place and doing early voting, whether you're doing absentee balloting or whether you're old fashioned and actually going to the polls next Tuesday, it's crunch time. It's time to decide. And I'm going to start deciding. I've said all along I have had my ballot in my hand for about a month now. And let's see here. I'm getting ready to vote on a number of these issues. Largely deciding these issues based on what we've heard on this program, right along with you. And obviously it's hard to vote for somebody who refuses to come on the program. And we've had a number of folks decide that they didn't care for tough questions for the finest audience in all of radio. Yes, I'm sucking up to the great audience of What's on Your Mind, but I really enjoy the dialogue. Yesterday, prime example on Measure 7, right, on the pharmacy ownership deal. I mean, it was like Ollie and Foreman, wasn't it? Todd, it was just like boom, yeah. Boom, and punch and counterpunch in a respectful, informational kind of way. We had some feedback from some folks saying, oh, that guy was a jerk or that guy was a jerk. It sort of depends on where you're at. But I thought it was a good informative debate and really laid out all the issues on that particular case. So those have been very informative. We've enjoyed it. But how are you going to vote? And, here's an opportunity for you to tell us. By the way, we have a 24/7 line that you can call and just leave your comment, and we'll play it at our leisure. That's 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. And here's what I want to know. Have you voted? Who are you going to vote for? By the way, whatever your position on any of the issues, the candidates, let us have it. We're a week till election. We're taking your temperature today. What's on your mind, informal but influential poll. Your opportunity to maybe influence your neighbors, your friends on why you're voting, how you're voting, and who won your vote. Give me one especially you've wrestled with. I mean, and if you've not yet decided on one, I can't decide because, on this particular issue, I'm swayed this way, and then I hear this, and I go that way. Just lay it all on the line today. Let's find out where we're at. We're going to take the temperature of the Northern Plains 1 week until Election Day. Okay? All right. Simple as that. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. We're here to take your phone calls and chat with you. Bottom of this hour, we are going to chat with Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. We're going to ask him about couple of things on the ballot, specifically as the lieutenant governor, someone that presides over the state senate. What would Measure 5 mean if it ultimately is victorious on Election Day a week from today? We're going to talk about that and a couple of things in the news with Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor. Next hour, we're going to chat with Tom Erickson, who's the director of the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota. I'm on campus today, and I brought along the University of North Dakota Pride of the North band to perform for us during the show today. That'll be a little treat for you. I'm wearing my UND headphones, Todd. I'll be taking a picture and sending those to you today. So I'm in the full UND. I even have a fighting suit lanyard. Kind of a relic now. So anyway, I'm wearing the colors today.
That's a collector's item now. You can't get those anymore.
Actually, I saw them at the Sioux store over the weekend, so I think there's still some there you can get. But yeah.
Are they supposed to be there?
I think any of those things that were made prior to the change, they can still sell them until they're gone. But
okay, good.
Anyway, so we're going to be talking a little bit about UND's EERC as well. An entity really geared towards the vision for the future of North Dakota, specifically on energy and the environment. And to look forward to learning about that, too. But in the meantime, what's on your mind? Ed in Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire. Good morning to you, Ed. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Very good. 1 week until Election Day. How are you feeling today, Ed, about the election?
I'm feeling pretty good, but it's metal to the pedal time.
It's pedal to the metal time, meaning what?
You know, one thing I want to do, Scott, the week before the election here, is tell the voters again, you know, I always continue to hear these Democrats talking we should level the playing field in the Senate and House in North Dakota here. And personally, I think we need to vote more Democrats out in the Senate and House in North Dakota here. One thing I want these younger voters to realize, and the people that have just moved to this country, our state here, planning on voting here, the Democrats were in the same position that the Republicans are now a few years ago, and they literally failed miserably. And after they failed miserably, what did they do? They kept raising taxes on the poor policies they had and wrote. And the taxpayers ended up paying for most of that. Now that there's such a prosperity in our state, they won't back in again. I don't think so, you Democrats. You were in there before. You had your shot. And the people are fed up with it, and we're fed up with it, and they voted you out. And like Doug Goring, he needs to be voted in. We don't need a Ryan Taylor in there. He's doing a great job. And same with Kevin Cramer. Kevin Cramer's doing a very superb job in the House, too. They all say, well, he does this, he does that. Well, it's not him. It's over in the Senate where things aren't passed. I've read already that there were 300-some bills sent over to the Senate, and none of them are put on the floor to vote. And all this Sinner guy would do in the House, if he would defeat Cramer, he'd be another rubber stamp to Barack Obama. One thing, do never forget, look nationwide over the whole United States, these Democrats, and we had two of them in the Senate at that point and one in the House, a Democrat. What did they do? They gave us a failed miserably Obamacare that cannot be sustained, and it'll never work. Nobody can ever afford it, and it stings. And that's why I say this Sinner guy, he'd be another rubber stamp to Obama. And another thing, we got Heidi Heitkamp in the Senate right now. Why isn't she forcing Harry Reid to bring up this vote to pass the Keystone Pipeline? That would create thousands of jobs, and it would be good for everybody. And that's why I say the Democrats are nothing but a rubber stamp to Barack Obama. They don't sound it, but once they're in there, they are, Scott. This is my opinion.
All right. Well, you got some good opinions there, Ed. I appreciate you. You know, for one, as you said, wanting to share your wisdom with younger voters and your opinion. And when you hear the term "level the playing field," which, as you say, has become sort of the mantra for the Democrats on state races, on legislative races, what does that mean to you? Level the playing field.
Where they want more in the Senate and House in the North Dakota legislation here, where they want more Democrats in to level the playing field so it's even. Well, you understand what I'm saying, now?
Yeah, I do. No, okay. I think level the playing field also means you know, more government, right?
Government. Yes, yeah. and when they had control of all these positions, Scott, I never once heard them saying, "Well, we need more Republicans in there too."
Interesting, you know, how that works.
It's a fair game.
Good wisdom, Ed. You've motivated me to cast my first vote of election 2014, since it's a week away, for Ag Commissioner. I believe the most important candidate race for the future of North Dakota on the ballot, and I did just vote for Doug Goring. I don't mind telling you how I'm voting. I'm going to do this all the way through this. A lot of folks have asked for that, and that's the first one. Ed motivated me, mostly, again, because Ryan Taylor didn't think enough of this audience to come on the program over the last, 60, 90 days or so. So, Will and Mandan, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Measure one, a couple things I think people should know about is and you guys may have covered this. I don't get to hear as much radio as I want or TV, but the people, the anti-Measure One group, they just continuously bow out of debate. They don't come to, you know, at all show up to talk about the issues. I think that's a sign that, you know, if you're not willing to talk about it, you're not willing to face the truth. And all it is if you're in a debate, you're going to talk to the opposing side. And if you have the truth on your side, you're going to win in front of the people. So I think they're hiding a lot. And one of the things for people to remember about the do not resuscitate in this, that they have in their wills, and they're all afraid of this because of, Nancy Guy's ad. It's just absolutely completely false. And one of the things that's really easy to, for a person to just see this, because some of these laws and some of these amendments can, they can just confuse people, and these ads can do a good job of it. But one way to remember it is to think about this and kind of hat tip to John Tranter for this. When you have the right to bear arms, you have the right to own a gun. Doesn't mean you have to own a gun. You have the right to own a gun.
Interesting point, Will. Appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. More on Measure One when we come back. Another call's waiting.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Grand Forks today, the Energy and Environmental Research Center on the campus of the University of North Dakota, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Membership has its benefits, by the way. Check out their great website, NDFB. That's for North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. And do me a favor, look at the membership benefits, whether it's buying a new vehicle, renting a hotel room, renting a car, cell phone plans. You're going to save money on almost everything you could imagine in the way of a purchase with your Farm Bureau membership. It's $50 a year, so it's a great deal. By the way, Thursday we are in Jamestown with our What's in Your Town tour. Looking forward to that. And we're going to bring the Bakkenbackers along. Rob Lindberg, the director of Bakkenbackers, a coalition of business leaders, workers, and the citizens who support the Bakken and its benefit to North Dakota, is going to be there along with Dale Dukar. Dale's a Dunn County commissioner. He chairs an organization called Vision West. And we're going to talk a little bit. He's part of a landowners association. So we're going to talk a little bit about Bakken issues, friendly discussion about how the Bakken has made North Dakota the fastest growing economy, the basics of how the industry works, and how local communities are handling that growth. That'll happen 12:30 on Thursday, free and open to the public. I invite you to come on by, talk about this program. I'll moderate the discussion with Rob Lindberg and Daryl Dukart, and that'll be taking place at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, the best place bar and none to eat in Jamestown, my favorite. We'll see you there for the broadcast on Thursday's program. Looking forward to that very much. All right. By the way, Will inspired me to vote the other side of the ballot. So my first two votes that have happened 1 week till Election Day. This is live early voting, folks. I have my ballot. Todd, do you have your ballot yet, or are you, you waiting till Election Day? Are you old-fashioned?
Oh, I'm old school.
Oh, you're old school? Okay.
Plus, well, I live like feet away from my voting place. So.
I see. Well, I actually got an absentee ballot mostly because I wanted to talk about all this today, but I placed two votes, one for Doug Goring for Ag Commissioner. Ed inspired me. And Will inspired me to just, you know, put my money where my mouth is and mouth where the whatever I'm trying to say. I just get it done on Measure One. So I voted yes on Measure One, and partly because, as he said, the opponents of Measure One love to lie about Measure One, but don't come on and talk about it. I know we are trying to get an interview with Nancy Guy, and I'm hoping that she will be willing to come on. But everybody else we've tried has refused to come on. What does that tell you? When you don't think enough of your position to come on and have a North Dakota nice civil dialogue about an issue, it says you're not comfortable with your position. You just as soon put out, you know, placards and flyers and ads that lie about it than actually defend your record. So that makes it very easy. Anyway, I'm early voting. Let's get back to the phones here. And Terry and Keith, listening on 550 K-Fire, wants to weigh in. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind?
Yes, hey, I was just listening to that caller just before that break there, and he's talking about the Keystone Pipeline, how wonderful and how many jobs it would create. You know, there's no details out there. Who's going to be working on it? Is it going to be Canadians and Mexicans, and is it going to be Americans? There's no details about where is the pipe being made, who's supplying all the equipment. There's just too many details, and I've written to the congressmen, I've written to the senators, asking them about details. They will not answer my questions. And I was wondering, why can't we build our own pipeline and not have, we can have Canada put in some oil if they want to, we'll charge them though. But it's our pipeline, not some Canadian. These Canadians own the railroad already here. They own it. Too much stuff is being outsourced and bought by foreign countries, and I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Why can't we have our own?
When you say we, there's a lot of pipeline owned by a lot of American companies.
Yeah, but why do we need another Chinese pipeline or road? Why do we need a Canadian pipeline running through the United States?
Well,
who's going to build it? Who's going to build it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that a lot of, obviously TransCanada is going to own it. They're proposing
and
it.
Who's going to build it?
But
who's
I would
going to bring the work? Where are the workforce coming from?
Every American union that I've seen supports this, which tells me there'll be a lot of American workers on that thing.
There's no guarantees. I want to see the guarantees.
Right. I mean, for one, I think Keystone XL Pipeline is almost becoming irrelevant. It's become sort of a symbol of an administration that's anti-energy, stopping it for every reason. But you know. I don't know that a member of Congress can tell you, okay, X amount of American workers are going to be on it, but you're going to need, you know, as that progresses through Montana and South Dakota on down, obviously there'll be a lot of American jobs on it, which is why, you know, ironically, you have the union, constituency for the Democrats very much in favor of this, yet you have the environmental extremist winning on that one. But appreciate your call. I think those are good questions, fair questions. Chris and Ray, what's on your mind? You're listening on KTGO. Thanks for listening.
I was kind of wondering about Measure 7, which way you're going with it. Just, you know, not knowing much about, I guess, all of it, isn't it just a simple thing of like supply and demand? The more pharmacies you get, the more, you know, prices are going to drop. And even if you have your small town pharmacies, they'll still stay open because if people like their pharmacies, they're probably going to keep going to them and support them. I'm just kind of curious what you think about that.
I'm on the fence on Measure 7. As far as your argument, I would say this. That one's going to go right down to the wire for me, probably the last measure that I'll actually vote on. And I will tell you where I'm going to go before I go there. But here's to your argument. More supply, you know, means that's a good thing. Then you're going to bring down the price. It's very complicated. If you've heard the debates on this, that isn't necessarily the case. I use South Dakota as an example. South Dakota has the ownership limits that the proponents of this want, but has about the same prices. So it hasn't dramatically dropped prices there. And then there's arguments about, you know, how many fewer owners there are of pharmacies down there. So I think the big issue for me is what it would mean for, in other words, if Walmart's in Watford City, and Walmart's, you know, looking at land in Watford City, ultimately there's going to be a Walmart there. And I'm a resident of Watford City, and I have a health care plan that says, no, I got to deal with Walmart, so if you want to buy from Walmart, you get this price, but if you decide to buy from Larson Drug, then you got to pay a different price. That doesn't sound like free market to me. That sounds like, so it's not as simple as saying, hey, you know, if there's more, that'll be better, that'll be able to offer. Not quite as simple as that. I think that, you know, that issue. The other thing I'd say on that one that is swaying me, and I'm considering, is that this issue's been voted on and debated in the legislature over and over and over again. All right. Why was that not good enough? Why was the legislative decision on that? I elect a legislator. I vote for a legislator. I want them to go there and vote on it. They've done it. They've shot it down every time. So that one's sticking in my craw, too. Adam, appreciate the call. Adam and Dickinson on KTGO as well. What's on your mind?
Yes, Scott. I'm 25 years old, and I've called in a couple times to Kevin Cramer on Wednesdays. He's definitely got my vote this go-around. You know, it speaks volumes to me. I ran for city council there in California before I came to the oil field. And, you know, it's tough, you know, especially getting out there in public and, you know, him going on the radio and letting people call in to talk to him. I mean, to me, that's the kind of representative we need. And that's pretty much all I have for that.
All right, stumping for Congressman Cramer. I see a new poll has that race at 50 for Cramer and 35 for a Sinner. So that one is breaking in Cramer's favor in a big way. He's led the entire race in every poll that's ever been put out. But his opponent was trying to make something of him being under 50 despite him being in the 30s. And that seems to have swung the other way in the 11th hour polls. But I agree with you. I think that Congressman Cramer taking all calls regularly on the program, being accessible, answering questions, whether you agree with them, whether you disagree with them, bodes well. I think North Dakotans like that kind of access to their legislative leaders. Joe and Minot, Chris and Bismarck, Alan Mandan, and the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley. When we come back, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping us feel better. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA and fill up. The folks that are connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to fuel Main Street, those are the folks. I've been using a lot of E85 lately, and it pencils out, folks. I got a big tank in that Ford F-150 from S&S Motors out in Watford City. I don't like paying $120 to fill it up, so I use E85. Comes in at about $75, and I've tracked it. I'm saving money. Plus, I'm taking care of my farmer friends, too, so I love it. There's also E15, that choice only available now at PetroServe USA. Another great thing about PetroServe USA, I'm always on the go. I love a quick, fast, hot meal. This is a great deal. The 4 for $4 every day. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee, your choice. Fill up and feel better at PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue all across our listening area. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
I have not voted yet, was on the fence on measure number 7, and because of the two debates you've had on the radio, I am a solid no. The pharmacists have convinced me that this is simply Walmart that wants in and not some North Dakota group of people that's for lower prices. This is Walmart, and I'm going to vote no. Thanks.
Morning, guys. Ed Biden here. I'm really glad that we have the option of voting absentee ballot, because there's a lot of people that their schedules just won't meet the time to go and vote at the ballot box, and you're able to exercise your right to vote, and it makes a difference. And I don't care how you vote, just everybody vote. You know, that's all that matters. And then you get a soapbox to stand on to voice your opinion. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day, and vote, vote, vote.
Vote, vote, vote is right. It is 1 week until Election Day. What's on your mind is the name of the show for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley in just a moment, but some calls have been waiting to weigh in. I'm going to give you each a 30-second soapbox moment here just to sound off. Joe and Minot listening on 9:10 a.m. KCJB. Go, Joe.
Hey, Joe, question. Last Friday you had this well-respected pastor on speaking about Measure 1.
We did. You're talking about Father Frank Pavone from Priest for Life, yes.
Yes, talking about the relic. And my understanding is coming from him that as far as conceivement, you know, it's best for obviously the mother and the father to be involved for making decisions and so forth. Is that the way you took it as well? Or, I mean, because everyone's talking, you know, about abortion and this and that. And
yeah, I don't know exactly what you're talking about in the way of his comments. I mean,
well, the thing I was getting at, I was going to say on Measure 1, you voted, you made your decision. If you're anything like me, you're going to erase it and remark it 4 or 5 times. But what I was going to say is that's my understanding coming from him. For the making of a child, it's best for both to be involved. And then I was going to jump to number 6. And why shouldn't both parents be involved? And well, everyone has turned it into a domestic violence thing. We're not talking about domestic violence. We're talking about a child. If somebody is in a situation like that, our court, our social service, our schools and everybody, it's naturally going to take place and take care of it. And I've been tossing number 1 and number 6 back and forth, but I think I'm going no on yes.
No on 1 and yes on 6, or?
Yes, and I've lightened this. I've circled these answers with pencil, and I've erased them both about six times, going back well, and forth. And, you know, number one, we already got rules and regulations in place. I don't think the government should be stepping in and say, I mean, I don't believe in abortion. None of that stuff.
I don't know how, Joe, I don't know how any thinking person could be against Measure 1, with all due respect. I mean, listen to what it says. The inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. Unless you're just vehemently anti-life, I don't know how anybody in America wouldn't want what the Founding Fathers wanted, and that is that we all have a right to life.
Here's my big hookup. Rape. Does that woman still have to go through with it?
No, all this is a statement that we're pro-life. It doesn't all of a sudden make, in the case of rape and incest, for instance, I mean, abortion is legal right now, unfortunately, with some restrictions. And what a judge in Fargo has done is decided to add rights that nobody envisioned in any legislative process, in any law, in anything else. So this just says in black and white, look, we're going to do what the Founding Fathers thought worked for the United States of America, and we're going to clarify this in the Constitution. It's not self-executing. It doesn't jump off the pages the day after and say, okay, now you can't have a living will. Okay, now you can't have in vitro fertilization. It's crazy. It's a statement that we're pro-life. And I don't know how anybody can be against that. I don't know how anybody can say that we ought not have an inalienable right to life for every human being. I really don't. Chris and Bismarck, quickly go ahead. What's on your mind? I'll try and keep this one to 30 seconds just so we can get to our guest.
Okay, let's make a quick assumption here on Measure 7 that the rate of prescriptions is not going up exponentially. It's a pretty constant number of prescriptions that are being written over throughout the years, maybe, 2 to 3% growth. Well, let's use a couple of arbitrary numbers here. If there's 1,000 prescriptions written every single day, and there's 200 pharmacies filling those prescriptions currently, that's 5 prescriptions per pharmacy. Now, you have 25 Walmarts, 15 Targets, and 10 Walgreens moving the state. Now you have 250 pharmacies competing for the same 1,000 prescriptions written every day in North Dakota. So what's that going to do? That's going to drop the profit margin for the independent pharmacies by 20%. They're going to lose 20% of their profit margin. And that, you look at Rugby, North Dakota. They got a pharmacist and 2 pharmacy assistants. He's going to have to let one of those pharmacy assistants go and probably reduce his hours in order for him to just maintain business.
Well, very well thought out argument, Chris, on what's going on. I appreciate you getting there. Obviously, you're a no vote on Measure 7, and I like your math. Interesting way of presenting it. Alan Mandan, half a minute. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, on Measure 7, first I was a yes, and then I heard your debate a few weeks ago on it. Then I was going to a no. Then I decided to ask my relatives that live in South Dakota. They were shocked that we can't buy from Walmart. But here's an interesting fact. If you live like Litton or Wishick, or Rugby, like the last caller, you will be forced to go to Walmart because of the in-networks. You can go to your pharmacy, but they will not accept your insurance card. So you're going to have to pay 80% of your prescription.
It'll cost you more. I don't think it'll force you to go anywhere, but it will force you to go somewhere to get a certain price.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
If you want your insurance to pay for it, you'll wind up going to Walmart.
Yeah, otherwise you'll pay more at the local.
And then Sanford, like yesterday, the guy that wants yes on it, who's going to get paid for it, he says Sanford Health is behind this. Interesting fact, my sister-in-law is a nurse in South Dakota. They have been informed they have to go to Walmart. They cannot go to the Sanford Clinic as they leave work to get their pharmacy prescriptions. Their insurance will only cover it at Walmart.
These are all interesting facts. Appreciate the research and the conversations that are going on. It really bodes well for just an informed electorate. I love it. Thanks for the call, Al. Appreciate it. 20 before the hour, our next guest is Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Interestingly enough, we want to talk with Drew about Measure Number 5 and the impacts on the state. And that's one we haven't talked a lot about so far today, but it's certainly been a hot topic through this election. Mr. Wrigley, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Good to be with you and your listeners.
What do you make of this robust discussion we're having on the all the issues on the ballot a week from today?
I wish that I were in the advertising business. I think that it's I think it is pretty robust. It is it's a pretty good process, though, when you think about it. People have the opportunity over the course of many weeks to hear the arguments made on both sides, then talk about it among themselves and their family members, their friends, their coworkers, whatever, and then reach a conclusion and go kind of drive the policy in the state. I think it's a good process, but I think we're all getting to the point where we're ready to pull the lever.
Measure 5 is one that's elicited a lot of discussion, a lot of debate, and I see flat out fear among elected leaders of Measure Number 5 and its impacts. Are you fearful that if Measure 5 passes, we'd be in a very bad position in North Dakota?
Well, I wouldn't call it fearful. I just think that you have to examine these things. We'll have the policy in place that the voters select, Scott, on this important issue. But it is important that when they're making the selection, they've got all the very best arguments in hand. I think it really is important that people look at it for what it is. It is a constitutional restriction on flexibility and responsive budgeting. And that constrains them. At the end of the day, it has to be about the voters and the people of the state, and it restricts them and the budgeting flexibility that they have through their elected officials year after year after year. And if Measure 5 were to pass, there no longer, a lot of financial, significant amount of financial decision would be made by a cemented in provision and would no longer be driven by the people and their public officials, and that's a problem for policy.
So maybe fear is the wrong word, but let's be real about what the impacts would be. Measure 5 passes, yeah. $150 million a year comes off. What are the potential impacts on that? Give me some scenarios where that could to come back to bite the taxpayers.
Oh, it's pretty easy to see what the scenarios would be, and actually right now the timing is pretty good on that. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen the price of oil fluctuate. It's gone down, we did some analysis around here, and for every dollar that the price of oil goes down, every dollar per barrel, on average over the course of a biennium, you were looking at a $100 million swing. In the last weeks, at one point, I looked at the oil prices one day, and they were down roughly $10. You're talking about a billion-dollar swing right there, just on the price of a single commodity. You're dealing with a state economy that is, we've got the number one economy in the nation. It is diverse and diversifying, but it is commodity-based in a big way, both for oil, natural gas, wheat prices, corn prices, all the farm commodities. And so at the end of the day, you need budget flexibility. The people of North Dakota are the ones who need that. And so that's why I think the policy is coming to such a head, for people are recognizing that this would be locked in stone, and they wouldn't have the ability to through their elected officials, respond to important budget matters like education, roads across the state, flooding across the state, mitigation and response, disasters, tornado response, an economic slowdown generally. Those are real factors that come in. Every economy fluctuates with time. If you don't think that the economy will fluctuate in the next 25 years, or that we'll have different budget needs from year to year, just look in the last 25 years. Do you think North Dakota's economy has changed every couple of years, that there have been changes in the needs? That's the real issue, Scott. The needs change from biennium to biennium. One time we need to focus more on education. Another time we've got a flood response in Minot. Another time we're dealing about flood control. And some years back in Grand Forks, obviously, people are talking about the Fargo community and other communities across the state. You won't have that flexibility if Measure 5 were to pass, and that's why I'm voting against it.
A no vote from the Lieutenant Governor on Measure 5. When we come back, I want to ask you why you think the polling is close on that one. What is it that folks see that is appealing in Measure 5, despite the pain you've laid out? And maybe ask you about a couple other things on the ballot as well. Any questions or comments? Welcome for Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls on the open phone segment to start next hour. We're live at the Energy and Environmental Research Center on the campus of the University of North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind. The Director of EERC coming up, too.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we appreciate the opportunity to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers with the help of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Kim, who's a farmer from Hickson, wants to share why it's so important to provide ag education even in a state like North Dakota. Tell me more, Kim.
Agriculture is the largest employer in North Dakota, with nearly 25% of the workforce working in the agriculture sector. North Dakota farmers and ranchers take great pride in growing and producing safe, wholesome, and high-quality products. There are so many new advancements, technologies, products, and proven research that has changed farming and ranching practices significantly in the past few decades. Millions of people are on the Internet every day posting opinions and perceptions about agriculture and our food products. The real question is, what are the facts? As farmers and those directly involved in agriculture, it is our responsibility to share our story, share the facts, and share with consumers the importance of agriculture and what we do.
Thanks, Kim. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. More of our conversation now with Drew Wrigley, almost said the U.S. Attorney. How about that? No, not the U.S. Attorney. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, but certainly a former U.S. Attorney. And I want to ask you about the visit of your former boss, the Attorney General, in just a moment. But just to wrap up on Measure 5, Drew, you know, why are the polls close here? What do you make of this?
I think it's evident that, especially early on, the polls are close. I haven't seen much polling data, but a little bit I saw from the paper. What you're talking about here, let's go through, let's say it's your household, Scott, and let's say you're talking about your household budget. You got yard and garden, housing, medical expenses, transportation, you know, maybe you got some water in the basement. Different issues, you know that, but somebody comes up, knocks on your door, and starts talking to you about one of those issues in isolation, and, you know, it can sound pretty good. You start talking about it, your roof over your head is awful important, you start talking about it, going through it, and then they close the door, and you start thinking about all the other expenses in your life also, and the fact that you have the control over balancing those in the year ahead, and maybe, like I say, maybe next spring you've got water in your basement, that has to be the priority. Maybe the following year, your spouse or one of your children has a medical issue, and you've got to make that the financial priority, and it changes from year to year. So when people think about it a little more, they recognize, yes, outdoor heritage, it's critical. It's one of the key pillars of what we love about our life here in North Dakota, and we're doing a lot to continue to maintain that. We're proud of our record on it, but to lock in a spending number arbitrarily, you know, decided on by some group, and they put it out there, and it's arbitrary, and then next year you're not allowed to change it, and the year after that you can't change it, and the year after that you can't change it. You can't change it if there's a drought. You can't change it if there's a tornado in one of our communities and we need to respond. You can't change it if there's a flood. You can't change it if the economic or the economy downturns here in the state like it has nationally. The list goes on and on. So as people size it up a little more, all of a sudden they realize we're not just talking about something that we universally have a shared belief that the outdoors are important and that our heritage there is critical, and we're going to take care of it up ahead, but we want to have a balanced approach. So I think what you'll see in the days ahead, my personal view is, the people I'm talking with too, is that there's a new recognition that, okay, there's a lot of priorities here. We want to have control over that. We, the people, want to have that flexibility through our elected officials every biennium. And I think that's why the no vote is going to carry the day. I'm certainly voting no because I want that flexibility for the people of North Dakota and the elected officials to be able to decide on important budgeting priorities as they change from year to year to year.
All right. I want to ask you, as a former U.S. attorney that knows, obviously, the legal side of this pretty well, Measure number one, you heard somebody call before you came on to say, you know, hey, I'm worried about what that would mean for, in his case, he was talking about, you know, the 1.000001% of abortion cases that relate to rape. And I've heard other folks talk about IVF or people talk about end-of-life decisions. How will you vote on measure number one?
Well, it's interesting. I was listening, actually, to your discussion while I was on hold there at the beginning, and I think there's another issue. Measure 5 has been discussed a lot, and Measure 1's received a lot of attention as well, and boy, the ad people on both sides of these issues are always pretty good, aren't they? I think it gets people, you can feel yourself kind of understand what it is they're saying and maybe even feel moved one way or the other. I on that measure, I had to go through and kind of satisfy myself, too, that there wasn't going to be an imposition on IVF. So many families, so many human beings that we all know and love and live among us every day, brought to this world through extraordinary medical means, and IVF is one of them. And people have, there's been a lot of testimonials by doctors in the last days and across the time that this doesn't impose on that in other states, and it won't here either. And then also the end-of-life issues are critical for people, Scott, and you know that. And anyone who's had a family member pass away close to them when they're there at the hospital, they're there at those moments. They know that there's a lot to be said for people being able to have control over how things go toward the end, some of those medical decisions and things that get made. So, you know, satisfying about those. It's interesting to me to look at it and see what the provision provides. I think you hit on it. I won't be able to quote you in your eloquence on that, but it does. It leaves existing law in place, and it's just an affirmation of the importance of when we agree that there's human life, that it needs to be protected. And at the end of the day, this is going to be an important conscience vote for people, and people of conscience can differ. We all recognize that. But look, I'm a pro-life person, Scott, and I'm going to be voting yes on Measure One.
All right. Well, there you go, Lieutenant Governor, on a couple of key issues that are on the ballot, and appreciate the time today very much, and invite others to continue to weigh in on all of these measures and the candidates 1 week until Election Day, an important time in a great state. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the time.
Scott, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, our guest on What's on Your Mind. 5 before the hour, back with more of your phone calls at 800-228-0550. After this timeout, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.